we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, heroic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Athlone and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K E-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Myanmar or Burma allows free use of Internet. In community news, international artists help to enhance the lives of underprivileged children in the Middle East. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 24th, is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. It commemorates the autumn celebration in 1621 of appreciation between pilgrims and Native American families from the Wampanoag Nation in what is now the northeastern United States. It was a time for the pilgrims to show gratitude to the Wampanoag people for their immense help in living prosperously on the land. They taught the pilgrims how to plant corn and other crops, find medicinal plants, and other skills needed to live abundant lives. In the present day, Thanksgiving includes large, warm family gatherings, special religious services, and reflections on the numerous reasons we have to be grateful. May all those observing Thanksgiving today have a blessed day with loved ones, enjoying a delectable vegan feast filled with kindness.
Fly News. Torrential rains hit Spain. As heavy precipitation struck Spain's province of Castellón in the autonomous community of Valencia, starting Sunday, November 20th, five people perished in travel-related accidents on flooded roadways near the city of Onda. Emergency services in the area also received some 900 calls from people in cars or homes who needed help. Numerous roads were closed and schools canceled, with farmers who reported damage to crops. Homes were also flooded in the city of Inaros, with electricity outages in some areas, and the San Valente Plaza in the city center completely inundated. Regional leader Mr. Alberto Fabra, president of Valencia's Generalitat, visited the affected areas to meet with officials, and the Red Cross was providing services for those in need. Our thankfulness for the officials, Red Cross, and other personnel for your assistance to the storm affected. We are saddened to know of the loss of life and wish the residents in the region a swift recovery of their regular daily lives as we pray that planetary balance is restored through our greater benevolence for one another and the Earth.
Earthquakes rattle Honduras, Chile, and Peru. On Sunday, November 20th, two temblors of magnitude 4.4 and 4.2 struck the north coast of Honduras, shaking residents in the departments of Atlántida and Yuro. In Chile on Tuesday, a 5.4 magnitude quake was felt between the Valparaiso and Biobío regions as it hit 36 kilometers northwest of Curicó in the central region of Maule. Also that morning, northwestern Peru was rocked by a 4.6 magnitude tremor, centered 42 kilometers north of Sullana. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries resulting from the quakes. With thankfulness for heaven's protection of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such distressing events may quickly be averted through humanity's eco-stabilizing stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
...to help the environment. It's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Words of a Piglet. You first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me! Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly! Rescue my life! I'm still at a tender age! Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, Mommy, Mom!
Thank you.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 426. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Pope Benedict visits Africa. Concluding his second visit to the continent, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI celebrated an open-air mass in Benin's capital city of Cotonou on Sunday, November the 20th, that was attended by some 80,000 faithful. He then presented a document summarizing discussions held by African church leaders who had studied the continent's challenges, with recommendations for the church's future in Africa. Over the course of his visit, the Pope had praised the freshness, humor, and joy of the people of Africa, while also urging leaders to address poverty and conflict as he encouraged further hope in their fellow citizens. He also affirmed the Church's desire to contribute through the presence of peaceful prayer and works of mercy. Our respectful best wishes, Your Holiness, for your inspirational visit to Africa. May such messages of spiritual upliftment continue, as we pray that the love of the Divine manifests for all in Africa and across the globe.
Russian and Estonian pilots freed. On Tuesday, November 22nd, a Tajik court ordered the release of pilots Vladimir Sadovnichi and Alexei Rodenko of Russia and Estonia, respectively. Following their six-month detainment, all charges were cleared as it was discovered that they had been trying to return to Russia after delivering humanitarian aid in Afghanistan. We are glad for the understanding that has resulted in the freedom of Mr. Sadovnichi and Mr. Rodenko. May you both be blessed with joyous homecomings as you reunite with family and friends.
Save our planets. Media report, vegan diet is priority solution to climate change. In an article appearing in November 2011 for the website www.freakonomics.com, titled after the internationally best-selling book on fascinating, lesser-known topics, respected U.S. author and history professor Dr. James McWilliams provided a thoughtful analysis of a report advocating a vegan solution to global warming. His essay titled Agnostic Carnivores and Global Warming, Why Enviros Go After Coal and Not Cows, asserts,
as a recent report from the World Preservation Foundation confirms, ignoring veganism in the fight against climate change is sort of like ignoring fast food in the fight against obesity. Forget ending dirty coal or natural gas pipelines. As the WPF report shows, veganism offers the single most effective path to reducing global climate change.
The report, referenced by Dr. McWilliams himself, a conscientious vegan, explained how the shorter-lived but potent global warming agents such as methane and black carbon are both generated in profuse amounts by the livestock industry. Their production would be quickly halted by adoption of the animal-free diet. Not only that, these gases dissipate from the atmosphere quickly, whereas CO2 from fossil fuels remain in the atmosphere for thousands of years. As Dr. McWilliams stated,
a global vegan diet would reduce dietary emissions by 87% compared to a token 8% for quote-unquote sustainable meat and dairy.
His article goes on to discuss the fact that substituting another animal-based foods for beef fails to make a significant difference in lowering one's carbon footprint. In addition, researchers found that the costs for mitigating climate change would be reduced by over 80% if the world shifted to a vegan diet. Dr. McWilliams concluded,
overall, the point seems pretty strong. Global veganism could do more than any other single action to reduce GHG, greenhouse gas emissions.
We appreciate Dr. McWilliams and Freakonomics.com for your candid sharing of these views that emphasize the vegan diet as the optimal and indeed necessary way to halt climate change. May we all do our part by being veg to ensure the survival of present and future generations.
During a December 2010 video conference in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the vital need to address meat consumption as the main cause of climate change.
We have to be honest and truthful about the main topic. We cannot run around the circle and avoid meat industry question like we avoid a sore thumb or avoid a boil on our body and don't touch it. We have to touch it in order to heal it. Especially we know that it is very dangerous boil which could affect our life, which could be fatal to our life, and even infect others. And even in this situation, infect the whole planet, could kill the whole world. Then we have to touch that boy and let the doctor heal it. Or we heal it ourselves if we know how. And we do know how. We have technique. We have power. Each one of us can do this just by being vegan. I really do not understand when the problem is as clear as the nose in front of me here. I do not understand why people don't discuss and immediately get the solution going to save all lives on the planet. Because we don't even have time anymore to discuss much further, too long, or to be polite to each other until it's too late.
Save Our Planets. As reported on November 20th, 2011, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds in the UK states that unusually warm weather in the country, combined with 2011 being one of the driest on record, is having extensive impact on wildlife as some birds delay their winter migration, while shrinking waterways jeopardize many species of fish.
Hi! I'm Gobbles the Turkey, and this is my wife, Libby.
And I'm their daughter, Gibby. We're all joyful vegans.
Today we're going to share a Thanksgiving tip.
It's a wonderful occasion to make a list of everything you appreciate about the environment.
Then you can share it with your family and friends and talk about ways to safeguard all these precious aspects of nature.
For example, you can join an eco-group, become more active in sharing earth-protecting information, or offer to hold vegan cooking classes at the local community center. There are so many ways to help the ecosphere.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for your attention.
Here's the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Myanmar or Burma allows free use of internet. Other reforms made by the Myanmarese or Burmese government include permitting free trade unions and allowing divergent opinions to be expressed in the media. Furthermore, His Excellency President Thein Sein has met with Nobel Peace Prize laureate and democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency President Thein Sein and Burmese government on these significant developments. May your beautiful land flourish in harmony, sustainability, and plentitude with Buddha's blessings.
Coming up, an international group of artists helps disadvantaged children express themselves. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More friendly news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, praiseworthy news for a laudable world. In community news, artists help enhance the lives of underprivileged children in the Middle East. According to the Gulf News, Syrian, Iraqi, Emirati, and United Kingdom artists have collaborated with the nonprofit Canvas Magazine and START to help disadvantaged youngsters express their creativity. The artists have been conducting workshops in refugee camps in Jordan and Lebanon and in an orphanage in Palestine. In addition, sessions have been taking place in the United Arab Emirates, capital of Abu Dhabi, and also in the cities of Dubai and Sharjah for youngsters with special needs. Their mixed media artwork has been displayed in an exhibition entitled Exploring the Narrative as part of the Art at the Park initiative in Dubai. Kudos, Canvas Magazine and START and participating artists for this wonderful project. May Allah bless all children to thrive in confidence and joy.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Guéré, also called Hué, a language spoken in Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, entitled The Salesman.
Enu apon jitwe kan boi wo maside nyan. Emu iklibi mlanyine, dojiri aka ato mlandi, pwe si ane, ne ache gba, mwa mwi iska we mla. We ino bo mwune gba pudi, oja tonke, beke, chlanke, vinegrike, ni okbela ilo senya solo naken. Edi anwe? Jobo digbe ya ye oteyi. Je wa, apon de sekmu, andbo yi pie, esware klawe se ambliye, dele stateti, kuran sene.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I've been rescuing and looking after dogs and cats for 30 years and have been fighting against inhumane treatment of animals in South Korea. Ironically, when I find myself in most difficulty, you inspire me to found an animal shelter called Animal Paradise, where animals are protected and live peacefully. Thank you very much. Suri from Hongcheon, South Korea.
Compassionate Su Lee, it is fantastic to hear from you. We wish you much success in your noble endeavor of safeguarding our innocent animal friends. May heaven bless you and all the warm-hearted people of South Korea with inner bliss and profound spiritual insights.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by the love and wisdom of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. astronaut Mike Fossum, Japanese astronaut Satoshi Furukawa, and Russian cosmonaut Sergei Volkov returned to Earth, landing safely in Kazakhstan after 165 days of teamwork together at the International Space Station.
The National League for Democracy in Myanmar, also known as Burma, announces that Nobel Peace Laureate and Burmese democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi will run for a parliamentary seat in her country's upcoming elections.
Seven youth from Karnataka, India are presented with the Hoysala and Kaladi Chennamma Bravery Awards for Children by Governor H.R. Bharadwaj for their courageous acts that included risking their own safety to stop individuals who had stolen from others.
To assist in a goal of greater protection for women, Pakistan's parliament passes a law that prohibits forced marriages to settle disputes and ensures women's rights to their inheritance.
As part of ongoing endeavors to build friendships and hope, American high school and university students send donated funds and letters, which are being hand-delivered by the Darfur Dream Team Sister Schools program to Sudanese refugee students on Thanksgiving.
Mexico's President Felipe Calderon and Uruguayan President Jose Mujica agree on increased bilateral cooperation in areas such as education, technology, and cultural exchange, as they also discuss ways to achieve a greater voice for Latin American countries in international relations.
adopted just hours earlier by human companions Lee and Elizabeth Littler from a shelter in Ohio, USA. St. Bernard dog Hercules keeps them safe as he nips at the heels of a would-be burglar and chases the intruder away from their home.
Indigenous Nagas of Nagaland State in India raised more than $19,500 through a concert organized with the cooperation of the state government to convey their solidarity and help Thai people affected by floods.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.